welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, more information about the show can be found on our Facebook page. Visit us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. Just go to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Again, all morning long, we're celebrating those with disabilities who are doing amazing things. On the phone with me now is military veteran Melissa Stockwell. She is a U.S. Army officer. She was awarded the Purple Heart and the Bronze Star Medal. She is a two-time Paralympian champion. It's our pleasure to welcome Melissa Stockwell to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Now, Melissa, for you, your story begins as a U.S. Army officer. What made you decide to enlist?
So I did ROTC in college, where I was commissioned as an officer right out of college. And my answer is pretty short and sweet, is that I joined the Army because I love our country and I just wanted to kind of give back.
Now, Melissa, I understand that on April 13th, 2004, your world changed forever. What happened?
Yes, and I was serving over in Iraq, so we're proudly wearing the uniform over there. And I'd been on country just about 3 weeks, and I was on kind of a routine convoy through central Baghdad. So in a vehicle, in a Humvee, like I was typically always in, and the vehicle that I was in was struck by a roadside bomb, which ended up resulting in the loss of my left leg above the knee.
Okay, so take us back to that day. What do you remember about the incident itself, if you don't mind sharing with us?
Yeah, you know, I actually remember quite a bit of it. So we were on the convoy, and about 10 minutes into the ride, a deafening noise, and our vehicle swerved, the windshield was cracked. We ended up ricocheting off of this guardrail and then swerving kind of back the other direction. And when our vehicle stopped, we ultimately had crashed into this Iraqi woman's house, and everybody got out of the vehicle, and I started to do the same and looked down, saw a bunch of blood, knew things were not as they should, and called out that I was hurt. And lucky for me, there was a combat medic about two vehicles back. He ran up, he took me out of the vehicle, started an IV, put a tourniquet on. I know now that my leg was severed. It was actually gone. So the medic really saved my life. I give him all the credit for doing what he did on the battlefield.
Okay, so let's talk about this. I've read somewhere you talk about this. What do you remember about your new reality as you woke up and realized what was going on?
So I woke up in the Baghdad emergency room. I was told that I didn't have my leg anymore. And, you know, here I was, 24 years old, having gone my whole life with two legs, suddenly missing one. So definitely a little bit of a shock, but knowing kind of early on that I had a great support system. I've always been kind of a positive outlook kind of person, and I kind of knew that things would be okay. So from Iraq, I went to Walter Reed Army Medical Center, which at the time was where a lot of the wounded veterans went. And I looked around and, you know, saw soldiers missing two, three, four limbs or eyesight, a lot of traumatic brain injuries, and kind of looked at myself and realized how lucky I was to only have lost one leg and have three good limbs, and kind of made a promise to myself to live my life for those who no longer could and who had given that ultimate sacrifice.
And again, in case you're just tuning in all morning long, we're talking to people with disabilities who are doing amazing things. On the phone with me is Melissa Stockwell. Melissa is a former U.S. Army officer. She's here this morning to share her story. Now, let's talk about the Paralympics. What led you to the Paralympics? And your first event was swimming. How did you get there? What led you there?
When I was doing my recovery at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, I learned about the U.S. Paralympics, and I learned that if I trained hard enough, I could compete on the world's biggest athletic stage. I could wear a uniform that had a USA on it. You know, I dreamed of going to the Olympics as a kid, so it was kind of like I had a second chance. So I made a dream pretty quickly that somehow, some way, I was going to be a Paralympian, and I started to swim at Walter Reed just as a form of rehab, of rehabilitation. And I loved the water. It kind of made me feel whole again. So when I learned about the Paralympics, I decided that I was going to give it a shot in the sport of swimming, and in hopes of making the 2008 Paralympic team.
Okay, so fast forward, you did make that team, right?
I did. Yes, I did. I made the 2008 team, and it was just, you know, going from Baghdad, and then I was going to go to Beijing and being able to represent our country on the world's biggest athletic stage. And, you know, I didn't do well athletically, but the whole experience of being there, and I got to carry the American flag in the closing ceremonies and kind of represent the country that I am so passionate about. So everything about that games kind of ended up as it should at that time. So looking back, it was overall, it was more than I ever could have imagined.
Okay. And so we take it one step further. This is what makes you all that more amazing, is that not only did you participate in swimming, then you came back to be a triathlete. So tell me about that, and how did that get started?
So I swam in the 2008 Paralympics, and in 2009, I was invited to do a triathlon, and I already knew how to swim. I had kind of learned how to run, so I thought, why not put all three together? So I went and did my first race, and I was hooked. I love the challenge of all three sports, crossing the finish line. I loved it pretty much from day one, and turns out I wasn't too bad at it, and competed around the nation and around the world for the next many years, and ended up qualifying for the 2016 Paralympic Games in Rio, where I was able to go and again compete, wear that USA uniform, and this time I was able to cross the finish line in third, taking a bronze medal and be on the podium. It was a USA sweep, so gold, silver, bronze, all USA. Seeing those American flags raised, hearing our national anthem, I mean, talk about a moment. It was pretty incredible.
All right. So you are, again, you are incredible. You're amazing. Now, you're a mom now, right?
I am. That's my favorite job. A mom of two. I have a four-year-old and a year-and-a-half-year-old, and they keep me on my toes, and it is the hardest and the best job I've ever had. I love it.
All right. And so are your days as an athlete competing in the Paralympics, have you called it quits on that or motherhood?
No, I am going for one more shot at Tokyo in 2020. So,
all right.
Yeah, we are living out here in Colorado Springs. I'm able to train at the Olympic Training Center every day with teammates and an amazing coach. And, hoping that it lands in Tokyo 2020.
Okay. And so I'm asking everyone this morning, what advice would you give to someone that has a disability? What advice would you give to that person?
It gets better. I mean, I think at the very start, it's hard. You think your life is never going to be the same, which it won't be. But instead of focusing on what you can no longer do, focus on what you can still do. And that it's okay to reach out for help. There's so many organizations that want to help those of us that have gone through instances and have these physical disabilities. So take a chance. Don't tell yourself you can't do something until you give it a try. Find people that, you know, want to be there with you and help you on your ride. And, you know, months, years down the road, you'll look back and hopefully you'll think about all the things you can do. And if you're like myself, just realizing that life can actually be better on the other side.
All right. Well, we're out of time this morning. Melissa, thank you for sharing your amazing story with our listeners. If our listeners would like to find out more about you, Melissa Stockwell, how can they find out more?
Best way, or just if you want to follow the journey, Twitter or Instagram is just mstockwell01. And then I have a website that's just melissastockwell.com.
All right. Again, thank you, Melissa. Thanks for sharing your story. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck in 2020.
Thank you.
We've been speaking to Melissa Stockwell. Melissa lost her leg while serving in Iraq. She was awarded the Purple Heart, a Bronze Star medal. She is a two-time Paralympian. Again, all morning long, we're celebrating those with disabilities who are doing amazing things. For more information on our guests, you can like us on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Head there now and like us there now and join the conversation there as well.